I know it has been quite some time since the last podcast, and I've often thought that at certain times it would be great to do one. So now here I am, back in March, Anno Domini 2024. Hello, bonjour. Welcome to episode 22 of Follow the Light Photography Podcast, where we explore facets of photography through the lens of traditional analog imaging. And I'm your grateful host, Bob St. Cyr. A lot has happened since my last podcast, and where to start? I suppose with a bit of a summary. Well, aside from the crushing photography entry rejections, there was a bit of encouragement when Lens Culture critics or editors chose my entry to feature as one of their choice images. I've also enjoyed working with a few emulsions other than my standard Ilford fare, such as Panatomic X and Eastman 5222. Which, as I understand, is a black-and-white cinema film, but I must say, it works great as a stills film. I've been blessed to work with a new, to me, camera, the new Canon F1, which originated in the early 1980s. It is such a wonderful, solid camera to work with, especially with the attached power winder. Recently, I've also had the shutter speeds on my good old Nikon F2 checked, and after all these years, we were shocked at how accurate the speeds still are to this day. Was also out last weekend with the darkroom group photographing at the Cloverdale Truck Museum about an hour west of Abbotsford. I suspected the area would be cramped, and I was indeed correct. So with some pre-visualization figured in, I was going to be using my Mamiya 645 Pro TL with the 35 and 24mm lenses. I really like having the 24. It allows me to compose some really interesting images, and I do not mind the distortion. As a matter of fact, I welcome it. Anyway, I'll be posting some photos on the accompanying Facebook page for this podcast. Today, I would like to initiate a discussion on a very deep and perhaps controversial topic, I suppose for some, artistic aesthetics and beauty. I've put some time into educating myself about the issues of artistic aesthetics and beauty in the arts, and especially photography, which continues to be an area of interest for me. I also realize that people will straight away put up the flag of subjectivity, so there, you can't pass judgment on what is and isn't art. And I suppose there isn't much to say to that argument, as it has become the dominant one in this constantly morally decaying world system. I don't want to point fingers as much as pointing out the direction humanity is going in terms of art, and I don't believe it is an appropriate direction to take. I shall endeavor to respectfully and humbly suggest that there is a case to be made for morality, ethics, common sense, and beauty in art. The current situation outright ignores some of the shoulders of artistic giants who have come before and set an appropriate standard, which does permit some flexibility. Do we necessarily need to dismiss things in art, or technology for that matter, because they are simply no longer in fashion? Who decides what is in fashion and what is not? Who decides what goes in art and what doesn't, and on what aesthetic grounds are those decisions made? How is that for sticking one's neck out? I guess it all stems back to how frustrating it has been to see things which would not that long ago have been considered garbage, refuge, ugly, in outright showing a lack of common sense or decency in art, specifically photography promoted in print, online, and through exhibition. Now there's a long-winded sentence for you. This type of so-called artwork, and I use the word loosely, seems to get all the accolades, all the attention, and importantly, funding grants and so on. I mean, there are artists producing very wonderful works of art today in the various art genres, including photography, who seem to get little recognition and, just as importantly, the funding that goes along with it. Time and time again, I see a total lack of common sense and true aesthetics in favor of the disgusting and outright ugly. But as I alluded to earlier, this is not an isolated phenomenon to Canada, but exists worldwide. So, where do the other artists fit in? And by this I mean artists who subscribe to a more traditional sense, a classical frame of reference of artistic expression. For example, works from great landscape artists or painters of the natural world or portraiture. I guess the next logical question is, so how do we define what is and isn't beauty? Well, I haven't got the complete answer here, but can mention some of the sources that have helped me make some sense of this topic. I've been reading through a little book called Beauty by the late British philosopher Roger Scruton, who appears as somewhat of an authority on the subject of beauty in arts and architecture. He also has some insightful videos online as well. I have found him to be quite helpful in trying to figure out what is happening with art aesthetics. There is also a very informative book by Hilary Brand and Adrian Chaplin called Art and Soul. And well-known philosopher Francis Schaeffer even writes about this topic. So I take comfort in the fact that I'm not going mad, but that there is, and has been for some time, a willful transition from beauty towards that which is utterly ugly and nonsensical in art, whether from an academic or in practice, presentation, or acknowledgement. Obviously, there is much more research to do on this topic, to come up with much more concrete arguments and specific examples. But for now, I leave this topic, but encourage one's own research. I've also listened to a few podcasts that have also dealt with this issue that I find a bit of comfort in as they confirm what I've already observed. Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you for listening, and hopefully there is food for thought. Take care, everyone.